Last week, we did an online call-out asking you for photos of your newborn with this blanket, and we were amazed by the response. Nearly 2,000 photos and hundreds of stories from almost every state. We couldn't post all the photos, but you can see a collection of them at our website. That's at npr.org.
And Michelle, a lot of those photos came from fathers. We haven't spent a lot of time in this series talking about dads, but for the next few minutes, we're going to hear from one. Author Poe Bronson has this essay on what he calls his cigar moments.
I don't know why my friend Todd had genuine AMF white bowling pins at his apartment, but I know the yellow metal Tonka dumpster was a present from him for my newborn son Luke, something to grow into in a year or so. Luke was less than 3 weeks old, his blue fuzzy keeping him cozy. Somehow, these parts just seem to go together. White, yellow, blue. Cocktails in martini glasses, the long, narrow Victorian-era hardwood hallway gleaming like a bowling lane. This was back before anyone else had a baby, before they knew this is really against the rules. We put Luke into the bed of the Tonka, and like a Canadian curler, with a gentle release, I gave the first push. A slow push. Other people, they want you to hold their baby. They want to see if you can handle it when he cries. I let the guys bowl with my son. This was my cigar moment, my way of announcing to the menfolk, it's gonna be okay. The stork paid us a visit, but we're still guys here. Since then, I've watched other men intuitively find their version of this symbolic moment, signaling to all that despite the Bjorns and Boppies and burping, manhood is not lost. My friend Ethan somehow trained his 8-month-old daughter to stand on his hand, and he'd balance her in front of us like a broomstick on a finger. It usually didn't take that much. Sometimes the symbolism had to be more covert. Stuffing them in a Packers jersey has worked. Or showing us how the kid wiggled to the white stripes, Hotel Yorba. We know what it means, just like we know what you're saying with one of those strollers that looks like it was invented by Q from MI6. See, James Bond didn't have kids. Neither did the Man of Steel. Okay, he did, but his story got boring the minute the twins came along. Precisely the point. Before I had kids, I couldn't see how the pieces would go together. I remember one Saturday going out to play in my soccer game when my wife was pregnant. I was thinking, man, these days are numbered. Then our coach Papa showed up. He was so proud that day. My son Luis is finally a man, he announced. Luis was my age. What'd he do? I asked. He had a child, a daughter, Papa said. I wished I'd come from a culture like Papa's, a culture where manhood doesn't end when you have a baby. It doesn't even begin until you have a baby. It's easy now, 10 years later. On Thanksgiving night, Luke and the guys can go out under the streetlights and toss perfect spirals back and forth across the road. He easily beats them at cards and sports trivia, just not at bowling.
Poe Bronson is the author of Nurture Shock, New Thinking About Children. For more essays on fatherhood, you can go to the opinion section of npr.org.